When I was 12 years old, my grandparents bought me my first tallit, my first prayer shawl. And I was fortunate enough that they took me to Israel, and they said, we're going to Ben Yehuda Street, where everyone buys their tallis for the first time. And I really had an incredible moment, because they said, pick out whichever one you're most attracted to. And so I wish I could say that I thought long and hard about which tallis I would want, but like a 12-year-old girl, and honestly not so different from how I am today, I went for the bright pink and the bright purple and the aquamarine, and it was really the most beautiful, feminine, and dare I say, girly tallit you'd ever see. But I have to tell you, as I would put on that tallit, morning after morning, Shabbat after Shabbat, I grew to realize the warmth and the special relationship that I would have with that particular tallis, with that particular prayer shawl. And it wasn't just because I loved the way it looked, that was the initial attraction. But soon after, and certainly even more so after my grandparents passed away, I found that every time I put on my tallis, I felt my grandparents' embrace. And every time I put that tallis on that my grandparents gave me, I felt this incredible responsibility to pass down the values and traditions that they had given their own children, and now given their own grandchildren, this responsibility to pass it on to the children of my own. And like many kids, I would find myself playing with the fringes of my tallis. And I can't tell you how heartwarming it is when my own children take my fringes now. And I think of the times that I would sit playing with the fringes of the tallis that my grandparents gave me. And I would think, this is it. L'dor v'dor. From generation to generation, we're meant to have these fringes in our hands. But why? So we actually see the reason in this morning's Torah portion. In the Torah portion, we see the third paragraph. I don't know if you realize this, the third paragraph of the Shema. It's the Vayomer paragraph. And in the morning, when we read the Vayomer paragraph, I think because the words are so well known, they often fly off of our tongue, and we don't realize their deeper meaning. The essence of those verses tell us that these fringes, these tzitzit, are our own. Individually and collectively, we are supposed to look, and I mean that, I use that phrase intentionally, we're supposed to see and look at these fringes. Now it's funny because often people will ask me, when do you wear a tallis? And the answer is, we wear a tallis in the morning so that we can see the fringes. Now why do we need to look at them? Isn't it enough to feel it? But it's not enough. Because when you actually look at the fringes of your tallit, at the fringes of your prayer shawl, you are supposed to visualize all 613 commandments. And then you're supposed to go a step further. We are supposed to visualize the path, the righteous path that God hopes each and every one of us will walk on. It's actually a beautiful image, because we may look at these fringes almost as a tie, a string, a tether. The Midrash explains that when we put on a tallis, it's almost as if God is giving us a life preserver, a lifesaver. And when we find ourselves in the tumultuous moments of life, we're supposed to hold on to this tie, to this tether, and remind ourselves on a daily basis, God gives us the strength and the vigor and the hope to get through the trials of our lives. In the first few weeks of rabbinical school, so many of my classmates, including myself, were nervous, homesick, and just afraid of what the next 6 years would look like so far from home. And in response, our deans read to us the following poem. And I want to read it to you this morning. The poem is by Yehuda Amichai, and it's called the Talit Poem. Whoever puts on a talis when he was young will never forget, taking it out of the soft velvet bag, opening the folded shawl, spreading it out, kissing the length of the neckband embroidered or trimmed in gold, then swinging it in a great swoop overhead like a sky, a wedding canopy, a parachute, and then winding it around his head as in hide and seek, wrapping his whole body in it, close and slow, snuggling into it like a cocoon of a butterfly, then opening would-be wings to fly. And why is the talis striped and not checkered black and white like a chessboard? Because squares are finite and hopeless. Stripes come from infinity, and to infinity they go like airport runways where angels land and take off. Whoever has put on a talis will never forget. When he comes out of a swimming pool or the sea, he wraps himself in a large towel, spreads it out again over his head, and again snuggles into it close and slow, still shivering a little, and he laughs and blesses. As you can see, I'm not wearing that first talit that my grandparents gave me because I literally wore it out. It's made of silk, and so I wore it so often that it's in shreds and tatters, but it's something that I will hold on to and keep for as long as I am living. But that same warmth that I felt when I put it on for the first time is the warmth that I feel when I put on any talis today. And the fact is that I remember a beautiful midrash. The question that the midrash asks is, when did light first come into this world? And what we're told is that light entered this world when God decided to put on God's talit. So think about that image. What it means to me is every time I hold my fringes, my tzitzit in my hand, I'm holding part of God's illumination. And then it leaves a challenge for each and every one of us. As we wear our talit, our prayer shawl, our shawl of embrace, when we hold our tzitzit in our hand, what it means is we have a responsibility to bring God's light out into this sacred world. Amen. Amen. Shabbat shalom.